This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Senate Wednesday put its finishing touches on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Senator Chuck Grassley, chair of the Finance Committee, and Senate President Pro Tempore signed the agreement, the final step before the agreement heads to the White House. President Trump was previously expected to sign the agreement sometime this week. The ceremony Wednesday signals the end is close after the nearly three-year process of renegotiating the agreement, then further negotiations to gain U.S. congressional approval. President Trump, in January of 2017, announced his intentions to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. The trade talks started in May of that year. A deal was reached in September of 2018 between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Senator Deb Fischer, a Republican from Nebraska who attended the ceremony Wednesday, says she is proud that this critical trade agreement has finally come across the finish line. President Trump told the American Farm Bureau Federation Sunday that USMCA and the agreement with China are just the beginning, and his administration seeks more trade agreements. Canada will consider the passage of the USMCA next week. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters this week, "On Monday, we will introduce a Ways and Means motion, and on Wednesday, we will table legislation to ratify the deal." The comments were part of a press conference detailing plans for Canada's parliament, which returns to work next week. Trudeau says, "We are going to make sure that we are going to move forward in the right way, and that means ratifying this new NAFTA as quickly as possible, but responsibly in the House of Commons." Canada is the last of three nations to take action on this agreement. Mexico has already ratified the agreement, and the U.S. has one final step to ratify the agreement, being President Trump's signature. The USMCA, or CUSMCA, as it's known in Canada, is estimated to be worth an extra $2 billion annually in exports for U.S. farmers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue confirmed that U.S. farmers will receive a third round of trade assistance this year to help producers with their 2019 losses. President Trump had hinted at additional aid during his address Sunday at the American Farm Bureau National Convention. However, Perdue says no maybe about it. Looking ahead to 2020, the secretary does not see a similar program in the new year because of the Phase 1 trade deal agreement with China, as well as other trade deals in place. "Now, let's grow stuff, let's produce things, and let's sell it," he told farmers in attendance. While speaking, Perdue did acknowledge the various challenges last year had on U.S. agriculture, but thinks there are brighter days ahead this year. "We're talking about doubling the number of ag imports to China, way more than they've ever purchased from us before," he said. "And those purchases are going to come through the whole United States ag sector." The president said farmers told him they don't want anything but a level playing field. Because of the trade deals he signed, Trump says farmers now have what they want, and better days are ahead. In other news from the Farm Bureau Convention, farmer and rancher delegates from the American Farm Bureau Federation's 101st Annual Convention this week adopted policies to guide the organization's work in 2020. After a long year process to review ways to modernize the federal milk marketing orders, AFBF's delegates voted to support creation of a flexible, farmer and industry-led milk management system. This includes giving individual dairy farmers a voice by allowing them to vote independently and confidentially and confidently on rules governing milk prices. The new dairy policies, when combined, will form a strong foundation to guide the organizations during future reform efforts to better coordinate milk supply and demand. Delegates also updated labor and immigration policies, emphasizing the need to see significant changes to the H-2A program. The delegates also voted to support allowing a higher THC level in hemp. Delegates also reelected American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval and Vice President Scott Vanderwall for their third term. Vanderwall served as chair of the meeting on behalf of Duval, who is grieving the loss of his wife, Bonnie, who had cancer. The American Soybean Association is celebrating its first soy century as it recognizes its 100th anniversary throughout this year. The roots of the ASA were formed during the first Corn Belt Soybean Field Day in Camden, Indiana in September 1920. The event grew nearly 1,000 farmers from six states who are interested in discovering more on this new emerging commodity called soybeans. The National Soybean Growers Association, later renamed the American Soybean Association, was formed that year. In the century since those beginnings, ASA has continually focused on sustaining and improving the prospects and opportunities for profitability for U.S. soybean farmers. ASA plans a robust year of activities to celebrate the association's centennial, including high-profile activities at Commodity Classic and a policy event in July at the National Museum of American History in Washington. ASA will be also hosting a forward-looking symposium entitled The Next Soy Century, to be held on the campus of Purdue in August. You can learn more about soybeans and the 100 years they've been around as an association at ASA100years.com. Moving on now to local news around the area. The Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District will be holding the Macoupin Creek Watershed Meeting at the Carlinville Elks Lodge next Wednesday, the 29th, from 6 till 8 in the evening. RSVP is due, however, by tomorrow, Friday, and you can call the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District to RSVP at 854-2626, extension 3. The Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association's checkoff programs continue to join forces this year and will be co-sponsoring the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. The forum will take place next Thursday at the Doubletree Hilton in Mount Vernon. Registration will take place that morning from 7:30 till 8:30. The conference presentations will begin at 9, and the Wheat Association's annual meeting will be held at 8:30, which is also open to participant attendance. Speakers and topics at this year's event include Phil Needham of Needham Ag Technologies on double crop management, Pope Commodities on marketing strategies, a wheat yield contest winners panel, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency representatives, amongst others. The conference agenda is posted on the IWA's website at illinoiswheat.org. The Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be holding an informational meeting to provide an overview of two USDA safety net programs, ARC and PLC. The two meeting times have been scheduled to accommodate interested participants. The first will be held next Thursday, the 30th, at 10 in the morning, and the second meeting will be held Tuesday, February 4th, at 2:30 in the afternoon. Both meetings will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Sign up between the two safety net programs for 2019 and 2020 is currently underway. An election between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. You can RSVP for either meeting to the Montgomery County FSA office at 532-3361, extension 2. The Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their annual chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction. That'll be held at the Crystal Ballroom on Saturday, February 1st from 5 to 11 p.m. Tickets are available, $25 per person, and you can get those at Ace Hardware and Bill's IGA in Staunton and at the Prairie Town Feed Store. For more information on this year's chicken and beer dance for the Staunton FFA alumni, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. The Illinois Pork Producers Association is once again hosting the Illinois Pork Expo at the Bank of Springfield Center in downtown Springfield coming in February. On Tuesday, February 4th, the expo will kick off with the IPPA annual meeting at 9 a.m. This meeting of the IPPA delegates will conduct business, present the Distinguished Service Award, and Pam Jansen, current president, will give her retiring address. The trade show will be open from 12 noon and remain open through the legislative reception. Leading into dinner at 5, the recognition of the 2020 IPAPA Family of the Year will take place. A delicious pork meal will be served that evening as legislators visit with local pig farmers and allied industry folks that are exhibiting at the show. On Wednesday, February 5th, the trade show will be open from 8 a.m. till noon, and the University of Illinois Extension will be hosting a certified livestock manager training beginning at 12:15 in the afternoon for those who need to renew their certification. The Illinois Extension here in Montgomery County will be hosting a pruning and apples and more workshop held at the Montgomery County Extension office here in Hillsboro. Join University of Illinois Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of pruning techniques for apples and other fruit trees. This program will take place on Thursday, February 6th from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. Pre-registration is due by February 5th, and you can do so by calling their office in Hillsboro at 532-3941 or registering online at go.illinois.edu/cjmm, and that is their website there for the Pruning Apples and More workshop at the Montgomery County Extension office that will be held on February 6th. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any Ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Thursday morning, January 23rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.